I am fully assured and confident that I am free from the guilt of sin once and for all, forever. Listen to what Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 says. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And then in verse 12, it says, He had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. And then again in verse 14, it says, By one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So the emphasis is on once. One time. Once for all. Once forever. The concept of confessing your sins again and again and again and again is something that is foreign in New Testament. And notice in verse 10 and 14, when it used the word sanctified there, the word sanctified in Greek is hagiazo, and it means to be purified by expiation, that is, by atonement, such that we are free from the guilt of sin. So again, the word sanctified or hagiazo in Greek means to be purified by expiation or atonement, such that we are free from the guilt of sin. So we are free from the guilt of sin once for all, forever, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, 12, and 14. All of our sins are already atoned for once for all time. This means past, present, and even future sins are already forgiven, whether you confess them or not. Let me say it again. This means past, present, and even future sins that you have not committed yet have already been forgiven, whether you confess them or not, because Jesus died only one time. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. By one offering, He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So verse 10, 12, and 14 reiterate the main point made at the beginning of the chapter, which is in verse 2, where it says, We are once purged and should have had no more conscience of sins. Now, this sounds almost too good to be true, but that is why it's called the gospel. The gospel means good news. And just in case we doubt this, the same chapter continues in verse 22 that we can have this full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And then again in verse 35, it says, Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. So in the New Testament, we should no longer have conscience of sins. No more evil conscience. Our hearts should have the full assurance of faith and confidence that the sin issue has been dealt with by Jesus' perfect atonement once and for all, forever. Hallelujah! So I'm fully assured and confident that I'm free from the guilt of sin once and for all, forever. Amen. Hallelujah.